Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Ernest, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
Let's talk about war-related investments.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few of them. What does this mean? Like, this is like military companies, that's military supply companies?
Yeah, or have exposure to defense or war. This is a hedge. If a war breaks out, these are some of the ones that you could potentially invest in.
All right. So there's a few of them. You want to go through them? One of them is GD.
Yeah, General Dynamics is one of, I would say, that is best of breed. So if I'm looking at it right now, it's at $238. I like this stock a lot. So since 2008, I mean, it was at $41 in 2009. great return. I do like General Dynamics a lot if we go into a war or if we stay in this environment where things are tested between the Israeli conflict, China and Taiwan, and Ukraine and Russia.
Well, you say when we go into war, what do you mean by that?
I mean, well, America, I think, since inception, has only been out of war 17 years. So we always are fighting some conflict or have some kind of allies that are in a conflict. And it does have an impact on our economy as a result. So not that we're like in a direct war, if you will, but the Russia-Ukraine conflict, which I won't go into too much, is having an impact on our economy. And we're putting way too much money into Ukraine. I always say it, like, why are we deploying billions of dollars? We have homeless people in every major city that are going through an economic crisis that they've never seen since 2008. So if capital is leaving, even though we may not have boots on the ground, it is still technically our war.
So if that's the case, right? I mean, that's a pretty interesting statistic. We're always finding somebody. You talked about that company. What are your thoughts on a company like Raytheon, whose pretty much the mission is to fund and create missiles, create technology around defense systems? What are your thoughts of having something like that in a portfolio long term? When we talked about companies that we should be looking at, defense, right, is one of those things if we're talking about we're in these times. So what's your thoughts around a company like that?
I like Raytheon at $57, or if I can get it at $65. Stable company. You can argue there are some companies that give better returns, but it's one of those ones you don't have to think about. General Dynamics will go on that same portfolio. And then, of course, Exxon, if war increases, the profitability of oil-based companies are going to go up as well. Mm-hmm. So I like those three as a parent. Raytheon, General Dynamics, Exxon is like a military or war-based hedge portfolio.
So that's like its own ETF you just created?
Pretty much, yeah.
We're gonna call it the defense ETF. So you got some oil stocks, you got some machinery stocks, and you got some defense system stocks inside of it.
Yeah. I mean, because the thing is, like, no matter what happens in the economy, your job as an investor and a person that is battling the recession independently, you have to know how to make money regardless of what market that you're in. The thing that makes Luka real dope, Kyrie real dope, KD real dope, LeBron, they can get a bucket in any scenario. So if you're not able to do so with your portfolio and your business, you're going to be in a tough spot. I would add Chevron to that, ticker CVX, to their portfolio as well. And that would be the four that I would look at to round out my defense portfolio if the political climate is favorable of more wars.
All right. So we got CVX, we got GD, we got XOM, and would you add
Chevron?
Chevron.
Would you put right there.
All right. So let's put RTX aside as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Because they kept saying, oh, two tech, two index, what else? I'm like, I get people want diversity. Sometimes diversity is overrated, but if we're going to be in like a war-like scenario, and often wars happen when money is not flowing as readily. People are fighting for less resources. Like when money was flowing and everything was fine, we didn't have the formation of BRICS moving as fast and all of these wars and talks of Taiwan being taken over by China. Like we had a lot less threats. When the money is not flowing, that is going to lead to a lot more warlike scenarios that we have to face.
Yeah, and you got another company inside of there because war looks different in these times and days. Fortinet, which is more of a cyber security type of company. So talk about that, having that as part of, I guess, if we're creating this war-based ETF, having the cybersecurity component as well.
You have to have one because at some point, a lot of the attacks are going to be digital and internet based and not just boots on the ground. Even when the thing happened in Caesars, my first thought was, man, what if an enemy combatant got a hold of 7 or 8 of our biggest companies and drained them or held them up for ransom to get billions of dollars out of them? You have to be protected and look at every side of the game to see where, if this does break out, how you can protect yourself and be able to make money for you and your family.
Okay, got you. And for those that are taking notes, because I know a lot of people write down their notes, Fortinet, the ticker is FTNT. FTNT.
Yeah. I would keep that on the watch list. It's not one that I will put as number one for all of you who like to do review videos, but I will put it on a watch list. Review how much money you have. Kindly. Shawty tired of me today.
Review your account. Account review.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, also too, like, House Speaker got kicked out.
Yeah.
The Treasury bond market I've been talking about is one of the worst crashes in history since March 2020. T-bonds with a maturity of 10 years or more have fallen 46%. This bond route is worse than the one we saw in 1981 where the yields almost hit 16%. Small bankruptcies have been rising. We are in a different environment.
Yeah.
It's a like the bond market is supposed to be a beacon of safety, and it's performing like the 2000.com crash. That's troubling if you've been in a 60-40 portfolio the last 5 years. Tough. Crypto fell. T-bonds fell. Airbnb got litigated out the market. Podcasts have felt like, but you have to find a way to be profitable and get a bucket in every market. This is why practice is really important if you're going to trade. That's why knowing where to get in on crypto at the right price is key. Prices presume overall. And I know sometimes it may feel like we're coming off to be salacious. It's not that, but like there's signs of the times that are happening in real time that the economy is turning and we don't see light at the end of the tunnel yet. Leadership bad. Interest rates are high. The Fed looks scared when they talk. You want to know a real like sign to know if things are going well? Look at the Federal Chairman, Reserve Chairman, and see how confident he is when he's speaking or if he's telling you through his body language that things are going to be tough for a little bit of time to come. If the Fed chair is concerned, you have to get prepared. I'm not saying this to scare anybody. If I made you money, please put yes in chat. But when I'm looking at this as an investor, usually we have three or four of these things happen at a time. We now have them all happening in succession at one time happening, and everyone's acting like everything's okay, and it's not.
So there's a tweet out there saying that Congress has been buying defense stocks.
Mm-hmm.
What to make of that?
They're playing within the rules of the game. Shout out to Queen Pelosi, the greatest trader of all traders. If they're buying defense stocks actively, it tells you that a war probably could break out.
Well, you has that been verified, or is it just a Twitter rumor?
You can go to Senate Stock Watch. I have no affiliation. You can go to Senate Stock Watch, Quiver Quant. You can go there and see what they're actively buying. It's true. Hypothetically, like whenever these bills are about to get passed or we're about to go to war, they just know a couple weeks in advance what to buy.
6 months out.
You know? Yeah. So, and that's also another signal of what could come, because if they're hedging with that, when this wasn't normally the hedge, it normally was Tesla calls and Nvidia calls and Apple calls. Apple, and now yeah. They're going to defense. Now they're telling you, hey, this could be coming, or I got a bug in my ear for what could be.
Do we know what companies that they're actually invested in?
I haven't been able to find them yet. Trust me, I've been hunting. Hopefully by next week I can find them, but if not, definitely at the show in Chicago, October 22nd, I will have them for you.
I feel like that's always the interesting part. Like we'll hear that they're investing in companies. I remember when they were doing Apple and they did Disney, and when they were, you know, they had puts and they had calls on it. We found out about it like 6 months after or four months after, and it was like, all right, well, they already reaped the benefits. They probably got in and out of these positions already pulls, and we're just reading about it. So like, I wonder if I know that they're trying to, you know, put laws in place that, you know, Congress and people in political power can't trade or they shouldn't be allowed to. But mm-hmm. It'd be interesting if they could have them, what they're actually doing, since they are public figures. And they, you know, they have influence and they have advantages in having information that we don't as a general public. If they could have like a live ticker of the things that, you know, some of the things that they're actually investing in.
That would be great. And for everyone who's wondering, they are playing in the rules since they report it. It is technically not insider trading if you report it within a certain amount of time.
Right.
But I will go to Quiver Quant, Senator Stock Watch, or you can just Google Congress trades, and there's a bunch of sites that'll tell you what they're actively in. Yeah. I haven't seen Pelosi invest in anything yet, but if so, she is a market maker for me. I will look at.
Yeah, and she, I mean, I feel like her minimum investment is $500,000 every time she does it, anywhere between $500,000 to $2 million. And so we're talking thousands and hundreds of thousands of shares of when she gets into a company, which is good to know, right? Like there might be a piece of legislation that gets passed that's going to be beneficial for the investment that she's making. or it could be detrimental. And now she's making puts on that company, which is sort of, I mean, you talk about competitive advantage. That's a good one.
That's a hell of a one and a half. That is a hell of an advantage to have for sure. Also, it does tell you about position sizing for what her net worth is, how much she's risking on every trade, and also how long she stays in those trades. It's a good homework assignment that I think everybody should follow.
Yeah.
Yeah.